Good morning. Hi, long time no see. Today is Thursday, January the 25th, 2018. I think that's right. Yes. It's 32-ish out here. It's overcast. It feels wet. There's snow on the ground. There's ice everywhere. But I'm out. There's a crane working on the building site over here. That's what that beeping sound is. That new site, the new house, already has its foundation up. Gosh, that was just a few days ago. Or it feels like it was a few days ago, but I think the reality is I haven't talked to you since, I think, January 9th. The blood-red Google flag was a bit of a wake-up call. I spent, I don't know how many hours working over the website. It's still largely broken. NathanLowell.com needs help. It needs some significant help. But I need to figure out, before anybody jumps in and says, oh, I'll help. No, I have to decide what I want to do with it first. So, yeah, I've cleaned it up. I've removed all of the problematic code. I've unlinked everything. So, one of the problems was talking about my morning walk links to NathanLowell.com. And NathanLowell.com links to talking about my morning walk. And to itself, and as soon as it got flagged, all of those self-referential links got flagged as connecting to malware. So yes, there was malware. Yes, there was. Well, oddly, the one site that was most infected wasn't flagged. So I had 19 blogs. I've removed 13 of them. We're down to 6. 5 of them are mine. 1 belongs to my elder progeny. I've bought the premium package from WordFence because I hired them to do the cleanup, and it came with a year's premium key. I need to figure out what to do with NathanLowell.com. Not NathanLowell, Solar Clipper. I think what I need to do is move all of the page content over to NathanLowell.com. And it's a lot of page. It's a lot of stuff. So, I'm not sure quite what the best way to do that is. The posts, I don't know, we'll see. I have a year to deal with that one and Llamas Wood. I also need to think about review.com, Nathan Lowell Peer Reviewed. I kept Peer Reviewed, and of course I kept talking about Morning Walk. 1, 2, 3. What was the fifth one? NathanLowell.com, SolarClipper.com, MamasWood.com presents and talking about morning walk. That's five. And the sixth one belongs to the kid. Okay. So presents is an interesting challenge because it's all posts. I suppose I could merge it into NathanLowell.com by doing the database download and then upload. I'm pretty sure there's a way to just move all the content from one blog to another. And since it's now pretty much static content, I could bring it all in and tag it as peer-reviewed. Or let it go for a year and then delete it. I don't know. Talking about morning walk has to stay. Lamas Wood is almost completely defunct. I haven't posted on that in like 3 years. If I move everything to NathanLowell.com, then I don't have multiple websites anymore. And I don't have to pay for multiple keys anymore. And when I get cleaned, I don't have to get cleaned. I don't have to have my bank account cleaned. That was an expensive proposition. It was like $500 to get it all cleaned up. SiteLock's been bugging me. It's like your website is still blacklisted. Google thinks there's malware on it. We can clean it up for you. No. It's already cleaned up. Google thinks it's malware because of these self-referential links. And I finally cleared all of them yesterday. I had to go digging into comments. I had to erase the feeds several times because the comments got loaded into a feed cache, which I'm not quite sure exactly why or how. Because a feed is not supposed to be cached. It's some plugin that I used and it created this cache. I think it's the cache that's causing some people not to be able to see the most current posts. I'm not sure. But it's tedious in the extreme. I may have to move off Bluehost altogether. Go with a website that specializes in WordPress optimization. It'll be more expensive, but that might very well be worth it. So anyway, all of the plugins are up to date. All of the WordPress installs are up to date. I threw away, Jesus. I threw away blogs that go back 10 years, 12 years. I haven't posted on them in 5, so it's not like it's current content. It was all related to my teaching days. I got rid of all of those. I deleted everything that's not directly related to me and my current job, me and my current work. I really don't care about any of that stuff. I thought about it a little bit, thought, no, you know what? I don't really care. This is not this is not significant. I still have a couple of domains that I've leased. I need to release some. Oh, here I am. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. So it's pretty much taken up all of my spare attention to deal with the website. I did go to Cosine. Cosine was fun. It was invigorating. I did some writing while I was there. We got invited to participate in the Read the Slush. They put recall out, but it was too late. So they had that one person who actually submitted something, but then she roped a few of us into writing pieces for it. And so we did. The kid and I both wrote 250 words. It's supposed to be the opening to a story. And she had only one hand, and it was for something that I sort of agree with. It was she doesn't use said. Said is invisible. She used other things. She used muttered and mumbled. And a lot of muttered and mumbled. So, yeah, I mean, a certain mutter now and again is not. I know I'm guilty of that myself, and there are some times when mutter actually works, but for the most part, Tennis Fairport is always grumbling to herself. Grumble, 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 grumble. But, I wrote just a throwaway talking about a guy shopping for a new tunic while there's a horde of barbarians camped outside the gate. And why he wants a new tunic to be buried in. Because he figures he's not going to live through the day and he may as well look good in the grave. And it was pretty... I set out to be, you know, a throwaway. I set out to have fun, to just sort of see if I could hook the judges, the panelists, on this idea of, okay, here's the beginning of what might be an epic fantasy battle, and the main character is kind of a nebbish, and he's looking for a new tunic, and he's admiring the workmanship, the stitching, the richness of the fabric, and how it's too bad that he won't be able to wear it, except to be buried in. The buttons are green, and will bring out the color of his eyes, but no, probably not, because he'll have coins on his eyes, and his eyes will be closed, so yeah, that's probably not going to work. And so, yeah, it was fun. It was a throwaway. I don't have any desire to go back and revisit that. Although, I do want to go back to Tennis Fairport's universe and play in that universe for a while. I still have Suicide Run, Home Run, and By Darkness Forged to do. I have been writing every single day. Every day. Well, I think I missed 2 days this month. But every other day I have written. The first day I missed was because of reasons. The second day was because I was so tied up working with the websites that trying to sort out what the hell was going on with them that I didn't reserve any time. But every other day I've written. Some days I've written as much as 2,000 words in a day. I haven't written yet today, but I have done my meditation. I have meditated consecutively for 450-something days in a row, so well over a year. Not quite 100 days over a year, but well over a year. The meditation does help. It really, really helps. It helps more if I do it early in the day than it does if I do it just before bed. But even just before bed, it quiets my mind. It stills me. I find a place of peace where I can go to bed, fall asleep relatively quickly. Bullet journal's still going strong. I've got, I had to buy some fresh ones. I think I'm on the last page of the second or third volume. So I'm really pleased. I'm really pleased with that. It's not always, I'm using it as a feedback loop. I'm using it as, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to have done by the end of the day. And some days I make it, and most days I don't. I've got to finish filling out the paperwork to get my supplemental insurance put together. I got 5 days this month to get it done. Or I probably could call. I'm doing the AARP plan. I've already picked out the one I want. I just have to fill out the paperwork. Sign it and get it in the mail. Perhaps I could do that this afternoon. And I still have to call the bank and find out how to get my Medicare insurance paid for by digital online. But no, I have not been walking. That's been a problem. That's been an issue. I have not been walking. If I haven't talked, I haven't walked. I should have been on the treadmill. I regret not having walked on the treadmill. My legs are holding up well for the moment, but the real question is what will happen this afternoon? What will it be like tomorrow? And I should have been managing my mood better by walking on the treadmill. It hasn't been bad. I have to start that out by saying it hasn't been bad. There's a lot of red marks on my calendar, but it's not because I am wallowing in my depression or anything like that. I'm actually really quite upbeat. I really want to get back to my 5,000, 10,000 word days. But in order to do that, I have to spend a little more time writing and a lot less time futzing about. I keep getting requests for paperbacks. It's like, you know, yeah, I would sell more if I had all of them in paper, but the reality is the series that I have all in paper, like The Shares, I don't sell that many paper. I just don't sell that many paper. Ebook is the market. Last street. I didn't gear up for today. I didn't wear 17 layers. I didn't get out till 11 o'clock. It's like 30-something out now. And I'm cold. Not terribly cold, but it was chilly to start with. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.